Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, with the cooler weather, I've started doing the fires in my fire pit in the backyard. I really hadn't done any for a long time. And the last couple of nights, I've decided to, you know, be a pyro because I'm pretty good at being a pyro. But I feel like my firewood, you don't even need fire starter. It's so dry. You know,
and I bet.
I have a tarp that covers most of it anyway when it rains, but it just seems like it's so dry because it is so dry. Yeah. And we've had very little rain. I'll tell you what I'm worried about, Sue, and this hasn't come back to haunt me yet. But when Max was, you know, he's 6 months old right now, the puppy. And when he was younger this summer, romping around in the backyard, and this is when I wasn't doing fires, he would jump into the fire pit. Like, he'd just jump right in. So I had to put like a, I don't have a cover over it. There was one at one point. It just didn't survive. So I put like a plastic, you know, chair that we have out there just in the fire pit so he wouldn't jump in. And then two nights ago, I told Becky, I'm like, hey, I don't know if we need to do anything because I don't want him like going out in the morning and all of a sudden decide to jump in the hot ashes in the coals.
Right.
He'd be a little injured, I believe.
But yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That has not happened. So.
Oh, good.
But he was this morning when I woke up. Alexa's like, I can't. My wife had to leave early for Kansas City, and Alexa's like, I can't get Max inside. I'm like, all right, don't worry, he's fine. I go down, and he's literally chewing on pieces of firewood, like not the stuff in the fire pit, but the firewood.
Oh, the firewood.
Yeah, and he brings a chunk inside. I'm like, no, dude, you're not. We're not bringing that inside. Walk me through this audio here. You have
with
Trump.
Okay. So last hour, in his fourth appearance of the day, President Trump had an Oval Office conference with all of his medical, all of his Make America Healthy Again experts behind him, and then a bunch of little kids all around him. And they were all pediatric cancer victims or survivors. And he announced a new effort to use AI, artificial intelligence, to boost childhood cancer research. I think he's going to have the nation spend an extra $50 million to try and find some cures for childhood cancer.
Okay, that sounds like a drop in the bucket, by the way.
It's part of a $500 million.
Okay, that makes more sense. Here's what he said earlier.
Well, we've made tremendous strides in cancer research, far more than anyone has done. And we have the greatest minds, the greatest people working on it. And childhood, you know, they call it childhood cancer. It's a very specific thing. And we've really made a lot of progress.
So he spent some time then with some kids and some cancer survivors, right?
He asked a father if he wanted to speak about his daughter. And the father said, no, I kind of want my daughter to talk.
And here's what happened.
My name is Carolyn Hendricks. When I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, a pediatric bone cancer. 11 years later, I'm now 16 years old, and I'm doing great. What you're doing today, Mr. President, means that kids like me will get better options and so much more hope for the future. This will help doctors use technology to find cures faster, match patients to trials more quickly, and give our families more control over our health. For kids, every day counts. This order shows that our lives matter enough to be first in line for innovation. On behalf of children and young adults with cancer, those still fighting and those in remission like me, and families who wish that they had more time together, thank you for making us a national priority.
So that she's 16, 45 years older than her, and she's better spoken than I am, so I give her a lot of credit.
Wow.
But there were some other kids in the room, I guess.
Where did you learn how to speak like that?
I've done lots of speeches for childhood cancer over the last few years, and I'm also in a theater program, so
that's
helps
great.
A lot.
Well, good. That's a great job.
So I didn't know the president was going to say that, but I mean, he noticed the same damn thing.
Right.
Look, we have so much in common. We love our Diet Coke. We recognize things at the same time.
To say something? Would you like to say something, honey?
Yes. I'm Ilona Myers, and I'm 9 years old, and I had a blood cancer called leukemia when I was only 2 years old. I had to get treated at 7 different hospitals across this country, and I had to have 2 bone marrow transplants, one from my dad and one from my mom, and I had to spend many days and the nights in the hospital getting pokies and yucky medicine,
yeah.
And me and my parents were very worried, and I had to go through those 7 different hospitals to find the best treatment that can make me better. And thank you, Mr. President, for making everything happen today so kids like me and Laura, we can still be living today and speaking.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Doing better than any of us have done. We're not doing so well today. They're doing so good. That was fantastic. Thank you. And you're feeling good now?
Yes.
Are you all better? You're pretty close, right?
Yeah.
That was very cool. Now, I'm going to take a stab at something here, Fred. I don't think I'm going to be too far off the mark. You won't see that anywhere. You know, that won't be anywhere on the CBS Evening News or on The View or anything like that. They'll never show, you know, a side of humanity. But those kids were really well-spoken. Look, I will tell you, and I've shared this story a little bit over the course of the last couple of years. 2 months ago, I had a friend that came in from Cleveland, my friend Art Karam. We went to high school together. We were roommates at Mizzou for a while as well. And they came, I think, the summer of 21 to visit. And his daughter was a cheerleader, all full of energy. And literally 3 months after that, he told me that she had childhood leukemia. I think it was a form of leukemia. So she goes through like a year of treatment. It's just devastating. She misses a lot of school. All these things that happen, and this is in the aftermath of COVID too. So finally she is cancer free, and then one day, and this goes back to the early part of 2024, last January, she woke up and she couldn't move her legs, and there was something else that had kind of moved in, and I don't remember all the specifics, but she had to have a bone marrow transplant, and that kid said 2 bone marrow transplants. Just having one, you're essentially starting your immune system from scratch. And Kira, my friend Art's daughter, has gone through so much at the age of, I think she's now, she just got her driver's license, which is cool. She's 16 years old. I think that when I saw her before she had the cancer, she was 13. And here's what I'll tell you, and I've told my friend this, and I think he shared it with his daughter, and I've had to put this to use in the past couple of months, because when I've gone through some challenging times, and I certainly did this summer with my health or anything that might be an obstacle or something that I'm crabby about or whatever, I think about Kira. I think about his daughter and everything that she's gone through, and I tell myself, if that little girl can do that as bravely as she had, my problems aren't, you know, anything. And I've just kind of set that as a mark for perspective, because I think it's important. I mean, these kids that go through, it's devastating, not only for the kids, but the families have to go through so much. And, you know, I don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they do it. Now, in the end, you have good medical professionals out there that can save these kids, which is a good thing. And we've advanced significantly there. But that is a lot of torture that families have to go through.
I remember my son Shane, one of his classmates, had leukemia in high school. And we went to many fundraisers where he would show up in the midst of treatment to thank everyone.
Right.
And, you know, lo and behold, a couple of years later, it was totally gone. He was doing great. And it's just a testament to cancer research and to all the good institutions we have here, like St. Louis Children's Hospital and Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
I agree. They're great resources, which is, you know, lucky that we have them. It is interesting, though, Fred, because we've all spent our entire adult lives being exposed to cancer, and I've had cancer that's run through my family. Certainly, I think we all have. And, you know, you just kind of get to a point where you wonder if the, I know there's advancements, but you wonder if we can get a handle on some of these things moving forward.
One of the most touching things I see at the All-Star Game every year is when they do the Stand Up for Cancer event in the middle of the game, where every player, everybody in the stand stands up and holds that sign that says, I'm standing up for
someone they're connected
someone
with,
in
right.
their family or another ball player or something, or I'm standing up for kids with cancer. That's just so touching.
All right, we got Susan News coming up here on a Tuesday afternoon edition. After that, our friend Susan L. Ward is in the building. We invited her to swing in for a live conversation in the studio this afternoon. We hook up with Susan every once in a while on some legal issues, but we thought since she's here, we'll have her swing by. Charles Lipson, who is Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago, weighing in on politics in the next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm a little shocked, surprised, a little put off by the fact that tomorrow is October 1st already.
No.
Right? And then I started thinking about it because, you know, you think about the fall, maybe every season, everyone thinks about it in different chunks. And for me, one of the big chunks is deer camp, which comes up second week of November. I'm like, that's like only 6 or 7 weeks away, which is cray cray when I think about it. And then you got Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then you got Christmas.
Yeah.
And then you have New Year's, and it's all going to be here very, very quickly.
It's
so.
The Tour de Wildwood, too, this weekend.
This weekend it is?
Yeah.
Are you doing that on the bike?
I think I'm going to do it.
Really?
It's not, I'm not prepared.
Well, that's
it's not going to be fast.
It's never stopped you before,
no,
right?
That's a good
You know,
point.
Obviously, I've given up on cycling, but I used to be one of those annoying people that would ride on those roads out in Wildwood with my spandex on, but I've given that up. Let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear message.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
What just happened there? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's new. Hey, we welcome them as a sponsor, but that, no one, did anyone tell us about that?
No.
Okay. Is that a mistake or is
answer.
That
is some, what's happening?
Yeah.
So
okay, there we go. All right. Strap in.
A few minutes before Trisha left today, she said, "Hey, just a heads up. Make sure they know that Sue's News has a sponsor." And someone may have forgotten to tell the show that there was a sponsor.
Okay. I see.
That someone
well, that's great.
May or may not
right. Let's
have
do
been
something.
Yours truly.
The host is going to say we're going to make an executive decision. We're going to play the regular intro, so take that out of there like it was.
Oh, I like and we that, will, Mark. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't. We're
I
gonna
like
give,
it.
We're going to give them a lot of love once we start the segment
well,
because they're a new sponsor.
Mark, that's going to have to be a conversation between you yeah. and the boss.
I am having I the exa- yeah. I'm making the executive decision right now. So for tomorrow, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it the old way, and I'll fight that up. But I'm telling you I want to hear it the old way. Now we've used up all the time. And Sue, that was a great Sue's News because we're out of time.
Okay,
I'm
the
just kidding.
End.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is Mark's favorite day of the year. It's National Love People Day. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, he loves the people.
Oh, warm hugs all
yeah,
around today.
That's just how it is. It's also National Chewing Gum Day, which is random, and National Hot Mulled Cider Day, which I used to serve at Thanksgiving. Random thoughts.
Wait, what?
Mulled cider.
What is
well,
that?
Well, actually, I used to be able to go to a spice place and buy these little spicy things, and then you put them in your... They're herbs, I guess.
Okay.
And then you put it in the hot cider, and it makes a little nice little drink.
Hmm.
Yeah, so there you go.
Not a
anyone?
Cider person.
Anyone?
Really.
No?
Oh,
no?
No
warm
I would.
Cider?
I would.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
tasty,
I love
Fred.
Hot cider.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's good. All right. On this day in history, 98 years ago, it's 1927, and Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run for the season. He held that single season home run record for 34 years until Roger Maris broke it in 1961. It's just... I just like to think back to the 20s and what the crowd must have done at the time. You know they were all dressed nicely and went wild. So good for Babe Ruth. By the way, in one of these History of the Lose with Sue, it's an automobiles, the history of automobiles in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about Babe Ruth hitting a home run.
Yeah.
And it actually damaged a car.
Broke
or
a car window.
There was a car window. So they put Babe Ruth... He didn't, you know, want to pay for it or whatever, but they made
Wait,
him...
he didn't want to pay? Well, I
well,
guess, you know...
you know, they worked out a deal where instead of doing something for it, they made him be an advertiser for a while. So you could have a Babe Ruth sticker. What were you going to say, Fred?
You know
no,
that
I was going to say, I knew the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The car dealership right next to the...
Yeah.
He
hit it that hard that it took out a window in a car dealership. And 54 years ago today, this music came out because in 1971, Isaac Hayes released this theme.
No, he did not.
Okay.
Ethan!
Oh, my goodness.
This is happening too often, though. Uh-huh. We got to get control of this. You want to skip to the next story,
it's
and
right
then we'll
here.
Do it again?
It's right here.
Oh, it's right there.
All
Mark,
right.
It's right there.
Start again.
54 years ago in 1971, Isaac Hayes released this. Oh, yeah. It's the theme from Shaft, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
I think Fred knew that. It's the theme from I'm Gonna Kill Ethan if he doesn't get the audio in on time. That's what it's the theme of.
This was about
National
Bunny.
People's Day, right?
Love
People. Love People Day.
Oops, I just
National
threw the bell
Kill
down.
Your Producer Day is what it is.
Same thing. And then, so that's 54 years ago. 43 years ago, Cheers premiered on NBC, and it ran for 11 seasons. And then after that, of course, came Frasier. And I just like this theme.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
It is a good theme.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged.
Kelsey does a good job on that, doesn't
he?
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
That's good. I like that.
Well, the fact that Cheers was 43 years ago kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
But we'll look past that. Today, by the way, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that this was going to happen. And today it is happening. It's the last day of AOL's dial-up service that was launched in 1989. It was overtaken by broadband in the 2000s. Now, I suppose this will affect some people, I guess. They had a report out in 2023 that said 163,000 people were still using AOL.
That's just, but we're still using the dial-up service of AOL?
They don't say that, whether it's that or the email, but okay. I assumed that it was that. And maybe if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you need that.
Did anyone else here use AOL? I mean, I was AOL. My original email address, which I still use, like if you have to fill an email in for something to get, you know, then I use AOL. It's the only one that's not Mark Talk. It's MUTGR, MUTiger at AOL.com. Everything else is, I have MarkTalk@Mac.com. That's my email right now that you can email me at outside of my work. Because I don't check the work email.
Yeah,
too many meetings and stuff involved in the work email.
If this is including AOL emails, I bet there's more than 163,000. Because I feel like I ran into people when I worked at the ballpark all the time that had personal AOL emails.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is the dial-up people.
That's not a big number if you're talking about nationwide.
No, that's true. But still, I think they're trying to get the broadband or something to the people out in the country. But yeah, you're losing it today if that's what you've got. And Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split up. I'm trying to keep you all up to date. Fred, are you
upset? Bummed about
this. Yeah,
they were. It was like 20 years they were together.
Yes, 19 years of marriage. And it doesn't sound like any, well, I guess it was Nicole who filed then today. And a source said, quote, sometimes relationships just run their course, and added that Nicole did not want the separation and was trying to save things.
Right.
And they have two daughters. So I've met Keith. I met Keith Urban once. That is not relevant to this story, except I never get to say I met so-and-so.
How was he?
He was very nice and Australian and about my height.
Look, when I was living in Milwaukee, I didn't like country music till about the mid-1990s. But when that first Keith Urban record came out, I'm like, this dude is something else. And I went by myself to a show at the Pottawatomie Indian Casino, you know, to see his first tour when nobody knew who he was because I loved his guitar playing and I just thought he was going to be a superstar.
And he
was.
So
I was glad I saw that show for sure.
Let's see. Well, she's reportedly holding the family together. We'll see how that goes. In other showbiz news, Bill Murray is doing a show for Paramount Plus and the BBC. And here's what it is. He just travels around Ireland playing golf.
I'm in.
Right?
I'm in.
It's the most genius one-sentence pitch for a thing I've ever heard.
He doesn't have to do anything because that's his life.
He's Bill Murray.
That is awesome.
And I hope he gets up to, you know, like a white flower and does the Cinderella story. I mean, I hope, you know, hopefully we'll see that. McDonald's is bringing back its Monopoly game for the first time in 10 years. And you're probably going to win a small fry and nothing else. That's what a news story today says. A lot of people spent a chunk of COVID quarantine watching the HBO series, docuseries McMillions. Did you watch it, Mark?
It's outstanding. It's great.
No,
It's all about the scam that went on, and it's fascinating. I would highly recommend it. Yes. I mean, let's face it, Ethan, you don't remember this. When that McDonald's game was around, it was a big deal.
It was huge.
Yeah, and I would go through and I'd get my stupid Diet Coke 32 because I wanted the little, you know, the piece.
What was the scam?
There was an inside job with the security company that was handling the whole contest, and there were family, I don't remember all the details, but there were family members and other people that kept winning the prizes, and finally that caught onto it. But it was like, it was literally the guy that was, I think the guy that held the suitcase and was, you know, carrying all the information around. It's a fascinating documentary. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, they say whatever it was, the scam wasn't by McDonald's. It was by the company making the game pieces.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good watch, they've saved. So here's a few. You have a 1 in 25 shot chance of getting a small fry, but 1 in 11 billion of getting a Polaris vehicle worth more than 30 grand.
Okay.
So it's that kind of deal?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, shoot. Am I running out of time?
Yes, you are.
All right, finally.
Well, we had to spend so much time yelling at Ethan.
Well,
we took up all
true.
The time
Sorry
of the
about
segment.
That, Ethan. And finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins. Because their slow metabolism, sloths can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes. What? And a dolphin can hold its breath for around 10 minutes. Now, the world record for a human is 29 minutes and 3 seconds.
Wait,
I'm going to have to look that up
Come
and see
on.
What it was. That's what they said.
No way.
Anyway, a sloth could beat us all 40 minutes, people.
Okay, I need you to dig
right,
into
I'm
that one there
in.
Because there's things that kind of hit me. And I'm going to challenge. I'm throwing the red challenge flag down on that one, right?
Yep.
So we'll figure it out. We got Susan L. Ward on the other side of our business news coming up. Hang in there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Norm making big plans here for the radio station's 25th birthday coming up in October. And one of the ways this all happens is because of our great sponsors. And Susan L. Ward is one of them, a family law attorney, stlfamilylaw.com. She happens into the building. We grabbed her for a little in-studio visit this afternoon. Susan, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Mark?
You're taking a little Odyssey tour here today, aren't you?
I've been everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in fairness, you know, you're a great supporter and a sponsor of not only my show, but the radio station, but other stations here in our Odyssey building. We depend on Susan L. Ward. What can I say?
Thank you. depend on you guys, too, because people really rely on your help and advice.
It's important because, look, one thing I would say, and we do depend on folks like you, but I can make such a strong case, even from the past month, for live radio and what live radio does. Nothing against the gazillion podcasters out there, but think of the amount of stories that have happened just in the last month that you record a podcast at 8 in the morning, and unfortunately, there's an assassination or a school shooting or something ridiculous. Sometimes, obviously, more positive, but I'm a firm believer, mainly because I have no other skills, right? So that's an important point and distinction to make of live radio, because I think we can do things. Look, television can do things that we can't do. They can show, you know, the images and the video of the floods and the fires. We can do things in real time that I think television can't do. And then there's, you know, there's certainly space for other media, but I believe in live radio, and so do you, and I appreciate that.
We call it bobbing and weaving.
Yes.
You can just react.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so tell me about the new office. We've talked about that a little bit, but you've got a brand new office you just opened a few months ago, right?
I do. It's much bigger, and it's has great space for mediations and doing parent coordinator work that I do. We've got plenty of rooms for client meetings, and it is right in the heart of West County at 270 in Manchester, so it's conveniently located for all the metro counties that we serve.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Is there, I don't know if I've ever asked you this question, but is there in your opinion, a different pattern that emerged with this particular area of the law in the aftermath of COVID or not? Oh, I know we talked about like backups in the court and all that, but were other things affected?
Yes. And it's basically how people treat each other. The behavior
really?
And keyboard warrioring has made things a lot more contentious, a lot less civil. A lot
when you say keyboard, what do you mean by that? Keyboard warring. So people and firing off angry stuff?
Correct.
Okay.
So during COVID, when we couldn't be in person and you couldn't, you know, I guess sometimes clients would like to just offer to take each other out to the parking lot and deal with their problems. we weren't doing that.
Yeah.
And then lawyers started talking to each other behind a keyboard and sending emails.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about earlier today, the apps that parents talk on have tone meters. Well, I wish email had tone meters, because the way that both colleagues have treated each other and the way that the litigants come in now is just based on so much instantaneous emotion.
Wow. So you mean
checks.
You're saying even animosity between lawyers because of some of the tone issues.
Correct. Ooh. Yeah.
So, all right. So this is, you know, I went through a divorce, and I mentioned this every once in a while. It's more than two decades ago at this point, right? It was 2003. But, you know, I obviously have friends that have gone through it in modern era, and the communication apps, that's very different than it was a couple of decades ago.
They're
so
amazing.
That's something where you have record then of what the ex says, and you can keep all that. Now, the tone meter, that's new. What is that? That's why that caught my attention.
Yeah, it is new. And it's something that one of the apps certainly offers. And there's two or three good apps out there. But what it does is when the parent types whatever it is to the other parent, the tone meter, which is, of course, all AI based.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Takes in whether you are speaking civilly, whether you are editorializing beyond kind of the who, what, where, what time.
Well, this would be bad for me, Susan. I would do terrible on these apps.
Well,
okay.
The written word will get you in trouble. You know, we have a lot of text messages that show up in court because your iPhone doesn't have a tone meter. And so these have made it where when parents are communicating on an app, because they don't communicate well face-to-face or via text, the tone meter can drop it back down so you can try and concentrate more on, am I really talking about the kids or am I trying to throw some shade to the other parent?
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. And, you know, the anger issue, look, I'm an angry person by my very nature, but I don't really remember being more angry in my entire life than when I was going through that process.
Very understandable, too, because anger is a result of a lot of things. It's a result of straight up anger and being mad, but it's also a result of how people feel guilty or feel sad or feel at a loss. And so those emotions a lot of times will manifest as anger or short-temperedness. And so it's a way that people run through the whole range of emotions in a divorce or a custody battle, whether they were married or not. And these apps and these types of programs are very, very helpful.
So
to try
what
and back
do you
down.
Do in that situation? Mark Reardon is your client. I hope it's not again, all right? I hope I don't have to do this. I went through it once, and I don't plan on doing it again. But I'm a little hot-tempered. I'm a little quick on the trigger finger. What do you do? What's your advice to me?
I definitely...
Shut up, Mark, right? Stop it.
there's a story with a former client where I said almost that, and I... Well, actually, I did say exactly that.
Yeah.
I said, shut up, shut up, just shut up. And that was in an in-person meeting because they had gotten so angry and couldn't listen, couldn't stop. And it's become, you know, it's become like a little funny story with the crew involved there.
Yeah.
But I work on a lot of in-person meetings just to work through those things, to practice for depositions, to practice for court.
Right.
I suggest therapy big time. It there has to be another place that those emotions have an outlet and where they're dealt with in a practical way to give you long-term peace and long-term separation from the instance itself.
So I think I told you this story a few years ago. You know, we've only known each other for like 5 years. So when my older kids, you know, again, I was divorced a couple of decades ago, but when they were coming off child support, I mean, I was so dumb. I didn't even know you had to go back into court and do that. I'm like, oh, the money's going to magically reappear appear on my check. That I'm not very smart. So I'm like, oh, so I was overpaying for a while because right. So but I had to go into court and I didn't know you at the time, but I had a different attorney. And there was some communication that was taking place. That's my phone. That's embarrassing. That shouldn't happen. Via email to wrap up the you know, the situation. And it was a point where I think it was like $2,500 that I overpaid or something like that. And we're going back and forth about this. And I'm like, at one point, and all the lawyers are on the change, I'm like, FFS. But I said the whole word. I said, can we, for the love of God, just get this over with? I'm going to give them, like, any overpayment. I said, write the check to my son. I don't care. All right, can we just get this? And then I get a letter back from my attorney at the time who says, I don't need to tell you how inappropriate this exchange. I'm like, I don't care. That's the problem. See, you probably got clients like me where we ignore advice because we think that, you know, either we're smarter or the emotion kind of gets a hold of you, right?
Right. It's emotion. It's 9 times out of 10 emotion. And I know that a client needs to be heard. I think that's one thing that I, after 34 years in this, offer to my clients is that I completely understand the need to be heard. So let me hear you.
Yeah.
As your lawyer, I don't copy, for the most part, I don't copy my client on anything going to the other side.
Yeah, see, that happened here.
There was
and that's
email.
Why I hear, I'm not a reply. In fact, yep. I think it should be against federal law to reply all in work emails. But in this case, I'm like, I'm hit reply all. I don't care. And by the way, I still don't have regrets about that email because I just wanted it done and the check went to my son. So I don't care. All right, brand new office, Susan L. Ward, STLFamilyLaw.com. The one thing that we always leave people with the impression of is if you think there's trouble, communicate as soon as possible,
yes,
right?
Just ask some questions.
Absolutely. Susan, great to see you in person.
Good to see you,
too. All right, thanks for coming by.
About 60 minutes from now, I do a feature that I do every day called Audio Cut of the Day. I try to feature that one bit of audio. Sometimes we cheat a little bit, and I'll do a daily double or a trifecta. But I don't always get all the audio in, and I have some good stuff that I want to share here this afternoon from a hearing that took place on Capitol Hill earlier today. This was at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Senator Hawley's on that hearing, and there was a guy by the name of Gregory Jackson Jr., and he is the former Biden White House gun violence advisor. And this is a guy who has advocated defunding the police, right? So he's like Cori Bush or Tashara Jones or any of these other nutcases out there. He promotes safe space programs and doesn't want to give money to law enforcement. So he's before this hearing today on crime, and Senator Hawley gets into this exchange with him. And I'll just let this kind of play out because there's a phrase in here that I'm not really familiar with. Senator Hawley's not really familiar with. Apparently, Gregory Jackson doesn't want to admit that he's familiar with it.
Here's what you say we ought to invest in. Instead of funding the police, here's what we ought to invest in. We do need to invest in programs that acknowledge the need for safe space initiatives,
yes,
led by lesbian, gay, bisexual, two-spirit, trans, and gender nonconforming people.
Ah.
What's two-spirit?
Well, look, I don't know exactly. You guys are pulling some interesting quotes.
This is from your report.
If you look at the report, the focus is on investing in violence intervention, outreach workers.
What is you say?
Services.
You say that you shouldn't invest in the police, two-spirit community programs that acknowledge two-spirit.
Look,
individuals.
We are not going to discriminate
against that.
We're not going to discriminate against any nonprofit. That
what
wants
is
to help
two-spirit?
Us prevent violence in
what
our
is
community.
Two-spirit? You say don't fund the police, but do fund programs that create safe spaces for two-spirit people. What is? I just want to know. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, and he kept trying to find out. I've heard that phrase before because I've seen it in some of the Alphabet Mafia lingo that's out there and their language. And the dude doesn't. Well, either he doesn't want to admit that he knows what this is. He keeps trying. Senator Hawley does.
Well, honestly, I'm not completely aware of the language or
you
the
wrote the report.
How that was written.
But
what I'm telling
report.
You is that what we
what is a
two-spirit
individual? I mean, really, this is your policymaker's playbook. You are the witness called by the Democrats on this committee, so I assume you reflect their views.
Well,
you don't want to fund the police. You want to fund safe spaces for two-spirit individuals. What is a two-spirit person?
I feel like I'm looking at a two-faced individual because you talk about reducing violence.
Oh, no, sir.
Violence.
You're looking at somebody who's reading you your own words, and I'd like to hear an answer. Programs. Here's the answer.
I love that, by the way. You're like, he's literally reading
the
words of the report that the dude wrote.
The answer is, you don't have any solutions. You want to invest in gobbledygook and take away money from police officers who actually keep our community safe, and when you're called on the record, you deny it. It's all there in black and white, and your record is there in black and white, and it's a disgrace.
We reduce homicides by 31%, and as someone who's been shot and nearly killed, I take offense that you would think that the last 13 years
that you won't answer my
were not focused on
reducing violence.
That
you deny your own words and that you are leading this committee astray. And frankly, sir, your policies are absurd.
Yeah, there you go. Gregory Jackson. I don't think he won that battle. Then there's this, and this is really embarrassing on the part. And I do think that this lawmaker is genuinely sorry for making the mistake. But this is a woman by the name of Deborah Ross who made a pretty bad gaffe when she confused the killing of Logan Federico with that of Irina Zarutska. So Irina Zarutska was the one that was killed, you know, in North Carolina on the train a few weeks ago. There's another girl who, Federico was 22, who was killed by a criminal. And this gets a little confusing. So the crime took place, let me see if I get this straight here. The crime took place at the University of South Carolina. And the hearing that took place yesterday was in North Carolina. So Stephen Federico, you'll hear him here, the father. But again, it's a little confusing. The hearing took place in North Carolina. It's about crime overall. Her murder occurred in South Carolina. But here is the gaffe by Representative Ross.
Long before this hearing, particularly...
This isn't Irina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So she was pointing to a picture, and Mr. Federico said, this is my daughter. This is not Irina Zarutska.
So sorry.
Okay.
I am so sorry.
Logan Federico.
Thank you so much for bringing that. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I am so sorry for you. I'm so sorry for your loss, and my heart goes out to you. My heart goes out to you.
So she was killed several months before, and you know, here's the again. That was a bad gaffe, right? She genuinely did sound embarrassed and sorry, but man, he handed it to this panel.
Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends, laying down, going to sleep. Feeling somebody come in the room and wake them and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees, with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me, that couldn't be there. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 times, 25 felonies, was on the street. You need to fight for the rest of our children, the rest of the innocents, and stop protecting the people that keep taking them from us.
So, jumped out at you, that's incredible audio, isn't it? But 39 times this guy is arrested. He should have been in jail for 140 years combined for everything that he committed. He's only 30 years old. He was really committing several crimes a year since he was 15 years old, but they couldn't figure out that he couldn't be rehabilitated, right? That's what the social workers want to do. I can't even imagine the horror that that father has gone through. This young woman was about to be a teacher before she was brutally murdered, and there is no doubt. Now, he's been charged now with murder, 2 counts of first-degree burglary, 2 counts of possession of a weapon. He took her credit cards and went on a spending spree in the aftermath of this, but he... you know, was charged with a lot of things before this ever even happened. And it's another example. Time after time after time, we've seen it here in St. Louis, you know, in some very, very tragic situations with Daniel Riley, who took the legs from Janae Edmondson. Now, it wasn't as drastic and dramatic as this with all those arrests, but I think the message needs to be pretty clear here about crime. And you still have Democrats out there. You still have this guy, Gregory Jackson, who wants to go before a Senate committee and try to claim that social work is going to solve the crime problem in urban areas in this country. You also have, and I think I have this audio this afternoon, you have people out there, who was it? I want to be careful. I don't want to identify the wrong person because I think it was AOC, but I don't want to attribute to her if it wasn't her, So I'll look into this audio, but basically blaming because you've had, you know, the shootings that have occurred, whether it's Minnesota or with Charlie Kirk, white dudes. So there was one lawmaker out there that was trying to make the case that it's white men, it's white male, you know, American men that are the real drivers of violence in this country, which falls flat on his face for a variety of reasons.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.